With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump vowing not to sign any other legislation until Congress approves the voter ID bill. Here's more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Writing on social media, the president proclaimed that passing the Save America Act is all people care about and that the legislation supersedes everything else. He went on to say that he will not sign other bills until this is passed. The Save America Act would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Democrats believe the bill would disenfranchise some voters. The House already passed the legislation, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire cautions the U.S. to approach the conflict with Iran with utmost caution.
This is a very difficult time for President Trump, and one where the American people, the Iranian people, are celebrating the death of the Ayatollah. That was a massive strike and a massive outcome here. The politics of this, though, sits between what Americans would fear is a never-ending war, regime change, and the escalatory posture of the United States. Those are three very difficult places.
Appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network, McGuire stressing the critical importance of the Trump administration's effective communication of all objectives in Iran.
They have communications professionals just within the White House who work with the cabinet, who work with specific departments. So in this case, I bet you it was the cabinet officials. It was the cabinet communication team. It is the Department of War communication team. It's the White House communication team. And it is, those are the ones leading it. And they all are aware that how they message this has large implications for the president as commander in chief.
And this is SRN News. In Texas, a fire department chaplain wins a big settlement. More from Michael Harrington.
The city of Austin dismissed Andrew Fox after he stated that men should not be allowed to play sports against women. He filed suit, and now the city has agreed to pay him $78,000 to settle the case. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Fox and released a statement saying, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment just for expressing a view with which the government disagrees." Michael Harrington reporting.
A new push to overturn gay marriage. The Greater Than campaign hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse a 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. Spokesman says when marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. Once husbands and wives became optional, mothers and fathers became replaceable. A number of states are also working on legislation to challenge gay marriage. And this is SRN News. Ford has issued a pair of recalls. Here's John Scott.
Software issues impacting the vehicle's rearview camera displays could increase crash risks. An internal component inside the infotainment system of certain 2021 through 2026 Ford Broncos and 2021 through 2024 Ford Edges may overheat and shut down, preventing the rearview image from displaying when drivers are going in reverse. And some 2020 to 2022 Ford Escapes and Lincoln Corsairs, as well as 2020 through 2024 Lincoln Aviators and Explorers, may show a flipped or inverted rearview image. John Scott reporting.
It won't be long now as the regular college basketball season is starting to wind down. And that means one thing, of course, March Madness is right around the corner. More details at srnnews.com.